Geeks, blurs, and freaks, welcome back to another episode of Geeky, Sexual, and Intellectual. I'm your host, Q, and today's guest is Ramon from the Garbled Podcast. He and I sit down and talk. Well, you know what? Let me back it up. He and I, we got deep into discussions about the coronavirus and the fallout on the nation with the, it's not even an aftermath because we're still going through it, with all of the shit that's popping off. The coronavirus and how it's affecting us all on our in our daily lives. Will we see an end to it? Will there not be an end to it? They're saying that now in the news. This is just a virus that's going to be with us. So he and I tapped on that a lot. So which leads us into his podcast, what they usually talk about. They talk about everything. They talk about nerd culture. They talk about politics. They talk about social events. They talk about racism. They talk about everything. Everything that we go through. That's pretty much what encompasses the Garbled Podcast. So that may be your cup of tea. You like to get down and dirty and deep with it. So here we go. Enjoy. Clark Huggins, fantasy illustrator and creator of Reckless Deck, the idea-generating card deck series. Reckless Deck is your ultimate box of ideas. It gives artists, writers, and role-playing gamers, from newbies to pros, the tools they need to crush creative blocks and level up their creativity. Reckless Deck takes ideas from all across sci-fi and fantasy and mashes them together. Every combination gives you unexpected, fresh, character-creating possibilities. It breaks all the rules of what's supposed to go with what and gives you everything you need to start creating your own awesome original characters immediately. Each deck is 72 different cards in 5 categories. 2 volumes of core decks get you started, and then 10 different expansion packs let you customize your collection to make more of whatever fuels your creative fire the most. Reckless Deck launched its first mega successful Kickstarter 3 years ago and is coming back to Kickstarter this September with Reckless Deck Psych, an all-new card deck system for taking a deep dive inside your character's mind. Head to recklessdeck.com to check out their full line of decks and expansions available now, and enjoy 20% off as a Gadgets and Geekery fan with 20% off promo code RDGeekery20. That's RDGEEKERY 20. I'm your host, Q, and today's guest is Mr. Ramon from the Garbled Podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am pretty good. I'm trying to, you know, make it. So I always want to ask people, how are you doing? I'm doing a mental health check with you.
Oh, I don't know then. Some of my personalities might come out.
That's fine. That's what this podcast is for. So, yeah, like I've been asking a couple of my guests. I say, you know what? I don't want to glaze over like what we're actually going through. So that's why I do the mental health check. Like, how have you been handling all of this? It's going on 5 months, right?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah. So what is your...
5 months, actually.
Yeah. What are we going into, half a year? It's a half a year now.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. So what? How's your day-to-day been? Whether it's your personal life, your employment, all of that?
Fortunately, I'm still employed. But it's leaning on me. I've caught up on almost everything I wanted to catch up on. I'm watching things that I didn't think I would be watching.
Tiger King.
I watched Tiger King. I was like, I scraped the bottom of Netflix.
Yeah. Basically, I still haven't watched it. I'm not treading there.
It's so good, though. It's so well done.
Yeah, but you said you got to keep your job. You know, knock on wood, praise. That's a hot topic right there. You know, the employment stuff that's going on with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're working from home, basically, or are you an essential worker where you have to go in?
No, I'm working from home. Teleconferencing.
Yeah, I do the same thing because I work in my real life, pay the bills job. I work in catering. So everything I can do it from home. And they transported the phones to me. So I'm good. I'm like, thank God, because my previous job, I don't even know if they're still around. It was construction. I'm like, who is building shit right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, it depends on where you're at. If you're in Disney, they're building shit.
Don't get me started. I was just on Instagram where they took like a park picture of their employees back, like quote unquote social distancing. I'm like, you cannot social distance at an amusement park. Why? Nope. Mm-mm-mm. But how's your personal life going? Family, friends, how y'all handling that?
It's a bit of a strain. I got a 12-year-old, so he's kind of like bouncing off the walls every day. Like at this point, he's like, Dad, can we just get in the car and drive around? Like, I'll be happy if we just drove around for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Come on, let's get in the car.
Yeah, we tried that. I'm like, I can only keep going so much, you know, on the freeway without a destination. Yeah, so we actually going to take a trip to Galveston. I'm in Texas, so we're going to Galveston, Texas. That's like the bottom of Texas, and there's a chain of islands. So we had a family argument. We were trying to plan the trip, but it turned into a family argument because I'm like, I'm not kicking it at the beach if it's overcrowded. I'd rather just sit in the room and be, you know, in a different space, basically. So we got an Airbnb. I just want to be not here because we've been quarantined, just me and my daughter together for the last 5-6 months. I just want to get away.
No, I get it. Trust me. I get it. I went, I'm in Philly. So I drove up to the Poconos and just stayed up in a hotel room just to get a different change of scenery because, man.
It's just wild. Like, I never thought I would be living this. You know, we watch movies about stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're like, you're trying to fill it out and like, okay, I'm going to keep it together. I can do this. Cause we all say that when we watch the movies, like that wouldn't happen to me. I'd be good. Da, 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 da. So without the zombies, we going through it.
Yeah. Look, at this point, 2020, if Godzilla rose out of the fucking ocean. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I curse?
No, you can cuss.
Okay. If Godzilla rose out of the fucking ocean tomorrow, I would not be shocked or surprised.
That's so sad. Because what's so crazy, when people started posting those videos about aliens, everybody was like, I can't deal with that shit right now. Like, the aliens have exposed themselves, and we still like, not right now. We're trying to figure this shit out.
Hopefully it's the aliens from... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. What were you saying about the aliens?
I said, hopefully it's the aliens that are allergic to germs.
I'm like, are they trying to come and check on their dirty work? Like, they didn't drop this shit on us? And like, how are these motherfuckers squirming around? I just wish you would just take them out already so we can, what is it, terraform this planet? Yeah. Yeah, but it's all been crazy. And what's really fascinating, because I've been talking to my friends from college. We're all dispersed throughout the United States. So I was listening to your last podcast, basically on these topics, about how the whole demographic of the country has changed. And some for the better, because there's always a better way to do something. That's, you know, that's progress. So you guys were talking about, you know, employment, how that's taken a backseat. For instance, like, what were you talking about? Like teenagers, their first jobs.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody hiring you young contaminated asses right now.
Nope. Especially since they don't wear their mask right.
Let me tell you something. Okay.
My biggest pet peeve. Like, why would you even do this?
Don't get me started. I want to punch them dead in their nose. Story. Me and my daughter went to Jack in the Box. I pulled up. We always put our mask on before I roll down the window. I roll down my window. I look at the young lady. She's like, she's about 17, 18, something like that. So she actually didn't have a mask on. She uttered to me, so you still wearing your mask in your car? You have to do that? I said, no, sweetie, but you and I are interacting now. So we both need a mask on. She was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Put my food back. Give me my money. Because you in there contaminate my shit.
Yeah, it's just the level of like callousness that everybody has is just ridiculous. And I get that everybody's trying to get back to normal or get to whatever the new normal is, but you just got to face facts. You have to keep that mask on.
Exactly. And people having these full body tantrums, grown people, grown women, flipping out because somebody told them they had to wear masks. They was acting like they was being sold into, you know, sex slavery or something. Like, I'm trying to extend your life. Why are you not getting this? If you don't care shit about your life, at least have the decency to care about others. I've seen whole families walk into Target with no mask on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because only in America could a freaking mask become a political statement.
Yeah. I'm like, I hear that on CNN all the time. Like, it shouldn't even be a political platform. This is about the health and progress of all Americans' health. It should just, I'm sorry, martial law. And I know, you know, that's a slippery slope. But when it comes to Americans' lives, I'm just thinking about all the people that have died. Like, if this shit ever calms down, it's going to be a lot of open job placements because it's in the millions. Like, even if we're rushing to open everything back. But how can you recoup all of the finances of all those people dying?
You can't. And the reality is that the world is going to be very different after this. Like, I try not to sound all doomsday about it, but like, the genie's out of the bottle. Like, there's no, like, I don't think, and I think that's the thing that people are struggling with. This is the new normal, the wearing the mask, having to, because the reality is something like this hasn't happened in 100 years.
Yeah.
We went a whole 100 years without having to do something like this. And now, if it's not COVID, it's going to be something else. Like, I just know that there's something around the corner that's coming that might be a little bit more contagious. You know, I don't know, but this is the new norm.
Yeah. And what's crazy about that is it just popped up, you know, news. The new news is Instagram. Somebody in Minnesota, they found a case of bubonic plague.
Oh, yeah.
In rats. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, we don't need that shit right now. Kill all the fucking rats. It's just always something.
And then you read about the rats in New York that are getting so hungry that they're eating each other.
Oh, wow. No, I hadn't heard that.
Oh, you haven't heard about the cannibal rats?
No.
Oh.
This shit is a comic book. This is a dark horse comic book we living in. Yeah, but you was talking about, you know, the Netflix documentaries also. And the one that got me, I want to say back in December or January, was Pandemic. It was the fucking name of the show, Pandemic. So I was like, oh, let me watch this. I've been watching Pandemic documentaries since 28 Days came out. And that was like, 2003 or 4, some shit like that. But I was like, okay, wow, this is wild. They're actually telling the government that something like this is on the cusp and they need to do something. And they've taken away funding to combat future viruses and, you know, shit like this. So I'm like, why? Why would the government not want to be at the forefront of this? Greed.
Because it's expensive. That's why.
Yeah. And it's worth it. It's not like fucking buying a yacht, an unnecessary yacht. It's to keep people alive, keep the economy going. So they were just saying, you know, this shit is coming. You guys need to, it's coming. You need to be prepared. These fucking people, what are they? The anti-vaxxers, like all them people need to be put in a fucking camp. And I hate to say that, but I'm like, y'all tripping out here. You see, it's shit like this. So when they finally come up with a vaccine, are you not going to get your children vaccinated?
Hey, we're that's trying. The new battle part.
Yeah. So I was like, this is wild. So that was January. My ass finished the series, went right on Amazon and saved like all this doomsday shit, right? I had like the big crate of emergency food. I had masks, flashlights, radios. Who the fuck still use a radio? Like the one that you wind up. I had all this shit saved. So when this dropped in what, March? I was like, oh, okay, let me go buy my shit. All of that was sold out. I was like, you don't have to get prepared if you always prepared.
See, my friends make fun of me because I have a bug out bag.
Yeah. I've been saying that since my daughter was born. I don't know why all this paranoia kicked in when she was born. But I was like, if you always prepared, you don't have to get prepared. And like anything happens, like fucking Katrina. Then people weren't prepared for that. They needed water. You know, what? Just stuff you need. So you should always be ready.
Yeah, it's I don't know what it is about human beings. Like, we have really short memories. Not all of us, but the majority of us have really short memories. And we go through this thing where it's like, it's really easy to forget everything that's happened, and it keeps re-happening. My thing is, if you just paid attention, and like you, prepare. We're not talking about something that's super expensive. You could put aside a couple of things here and there and just be ready. But no, what's killing me is all those people who saved up on the toilet paper. Where did that toilet paper go?
Don't get me started on that, because I'm like, these fucking animals, who hoards shit, first of all? And then it's so many levels, like even your discussion on your podcast, it's so many levels, and it's a domino effect of things. People were hoarding diapers. I'm like, so what are these new mothers supposed to do about their babies? Yes, we can go back to like the 1940s where you'd wrap them up in the cloth diapers. But I'm like, this shit is mad inconvenient. Why don't you just get what you need and it will always be there? But everybody's trying to one up. Well, if I don't do it, somebody's going to do it. Let me do it. Like, that's the downfall of society.
I remember, because here in Philly, it went down on a Thursday. They start, like, everything started to get tense around Thursday. And by Friday, the president already made his announcement that we were going into quarantine. So that Thursday night, I went to Target, and I lie to you not, there was this dude who had 7 cases of the 75 rolls of toilet paper in his cart.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, how much shitting do you do?
Exactly.
You so need
at some point you need to start wiping your ass with a wet cloth. Like,
yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and so what's crazy to me, that's why I say people aren't, they're not leaders by any means. Like, it's a certain type of person where you have to just be like, you know what, fuck what y'all doing, because y'all not doing shit. I'm going to bring this shit to the table. Like, this is what we're doing. So with stores, we're just letting people buy all that shit up. Where did management come in, or, you know, the regional managers come in? I'm like, no, we're implementing, you know, 7 only per customer. Like, it shouldn't have had to get so bad where shit was just sold out for weeks. And then like, oh, okay, well, we're going to implement. I finally saw the sign, 2 per customer. Like, come on, people. We got to think faster and quicker than this virus.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the time they put that into place, it was too late.
It was too late. And I live in fucking Texas, like, where meat is number one. Meat and football. And we had a meat shortage. I was like, well, later for you meat eaters, I eat tofu. So I'm good. I know that shit is in stock. But that's crazy that meat was gone. Like, meat was not there.
Everything shuts down. Everything falls apart.
And I work, like I said, I work in catering. So we feed a retirement home. When there was no meat, we had to figure out a substitute. So we were like, oh, a lot of motherfuckers don't eat turkey, which is stupid. It's meat. But so we had to substitute beef for turkey.
How'd that go over?
You know, like lasagna got a little taste. Turkey has a tang to it. It has a, you know, an earthiness. So it didn't work too well. But I'm like, it's sad that you have to compensate because people go mad. Like, I saw videos where grocery stores were completely demolished. And like you said, the meat section was just bare. I was like, why? This is not the end of times. Nobody went on, you know, public radio and said, get all you can. This is the end. You got 24 hours to do what you're going to do. That's the way they acting on a daily basis. It's calmed down because now people want to go to patios and drink and eat and socialize and have parties. And I'm like, you motherfuckers going to kick it back up.
Yeah. Oh, God. Like, I drive around. I live in North Philly, and there's a section of North Philly. Like, you can, it becomes, there's a park. There's 2 parks, not that far from my strip, my house. And the amount of people that are just congregating in the parks, and they got their little hookahs, and they're all, and I'm like, did the pandemic just go away, or is it just the heat? The heat got y'all thinking that, oh, I don't need to wear a mask anymore. I don't have to do any of this.
I don't even know where they get their fact base from, because I'm like, first they said the shit was going to chill out when summer came. Summer's here. This shit is not chilling out. I'm like, it's because of you congregating motherfuckers. Like, that's a form of denial. Like, it's the stage. They have totally displaced it. Like, no, if I just don't believe it, it's not true. Like, no, motherfucker, it's true. And we all have to pay a cost for your denial.
The thing that's got me scared now is they're talking about schools and reopening the schools. And I'm a parent. I get it. I want my son to go back to school and everything, but I'm not sending my son back to a classroom. I don't know what it's like in Texas, but in Philly, you can have up to 32 kids in one classroom. Mm-hmm. And there's no way that you could spread them out where they're all 6 feet apart. And you know, kids just germ rag, essentially.
Yes. Man,
I just don't see how they're going to be able to reopen the school. And they're just pushing really hard to try to get these schools back open. And I'm like, if we just sat back and just do the online schooling thing for a little bit, just try it out for a month or two and see how that works out. And then if that works out, then we can step it up to like 1 or 2 days a week. But no, they're like, no, we're going to open schools. And I'm like, you're just putting all these lives at risk.
Exactly.
For nothing.
I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but that's where I've lived these past couple of months, because we've had town hall meetings, online town hall meetings with my daughter's school. So this was last month. They were saying, hey, you guys, we're going to send out a questionnaire. If you want to do full swing, you know, back in school sessions, if you want to do learning from home. And I was all about the learning from home. So I guess a week later, they came up with hybrid. So you can go in 2 days a week and do learning from home for 3 days. I was like, I'm still kind of on the fence. This shit, that's not going to change anything. That's two times that my child can get infected. I know you say you got all these procedures in place, but nothing's foolproof. So when this all hit, the numbers start, especially in Texas, like it's a fucking death zone here. So the numbers have skyrocketed. Hospitals, deaths, daily infection. So it's just skyrocketed. So basically the judge of our county basically said, we're not opening up schools. My daughter goes back to school on August 11th. So they said they weren't reopening schools until September 8th. September 8th. So I'm like, okay, that's cool and all, but you have to keep telling me what your plan is. Like, okay, we're not opening until September 8th, but if something else pop off, this is our next plan. I need an ABC plan.
Mm-hmm.
So
They don't have it.
So my conspiracy theory is they know the majority of children that are going to have to go back to school no matter what are poor minority families. They're the most essential workers. Mm-hmm. They're the most hard up for money. So they got to go. So they got to have somewhere for the kids to go. So it was something on CNN. One of the reporters was, and I don't know if he meant to say this shit or not, but he basically was saying that minorities are going to go back before white kids. I was like, but that's true. Like, these people are going to start buying those online learning from home programs if their schools aren't already doing it. And, you know, minority kids are going to suffer the brunt.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. And the messed up part is that, like, there's 80 million ways that this, I mean, I'm being exaggerated.
But yeah.
There's so many different ways that this can go wrong. Because what happens, all right, they open up the schools and they start letting the kids back. Okay, what happens when a kid shows up with 102 fever, which happens on the daily at least 20 times in a regular school? Mm-hmm. And that's just because they have like a stomach virus or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what are you supposed to do with those kids? Are they supposed to sit in a room and just contaminate everybody?
Exactly. It's no way to think your way out of this box other than, I'm sorry, we're not opening school for this semester or this year either.
I know in Philly, they've already pushed out that there's not going to be anything public until February.
Mm-hmm. See, that's awesome to me, because at least that's a little bit more time to figure out something. They're probably getting a little bit closer to a vaccine. I don't know. It's too many smart people in the world not to figure this out. And it's all the people that have shareholders and stakes and claims in the stock market that's holding this shit up.
If you have a borderline obsessive love for anime, crave custom drip, and you love sneakers, I have the place for you. Gear Anime has all the anime drip you need to feed your addiction. Try out the Naruto Kakashi Thunder Skill anime sneakers or the Itachi Akutsuki Symbol anime sneakers. I'm not gonna lie, I've never been a huge sneakerhead, but when I found Gear Anime's Instagram page, I knew I had a new addiction growing inside of me for these amazing custom-made anime-inspired shoes. You like all the new anime shows like Demon Slayer or My Hero Academia? They got a shoe for that. You like the old school anime like Hunter x Hunter, Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon? They got a shoe for that. And the list goes on and on. All of Gear Anime's J1 style sneakers are custom made to order and handcrafted to the highest quality standards. High quality rubber sole for traction and exceptional durability. Lace up front closure for snug fit. And they are made of microfiber leather, chemical and abrasion resistant, anti-crease, aging resistance. And Gear Anime also carries apparel. To get 15% off your purchase, use my code, which is SugoiGadget, spelled SugoiGadget. One use per person at www.gearanime.com. Spread the word and share the love.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a whole other mess. Like, we tried to touch on it on my show, and just thinking about it started to get us dizzy.
Yes. That's why you can go around and around and around, but at the end of the day, it comes down to money. That's why we opening this shit too fast, because of money. And I've been blessed. Like I said, I've been blessed to be able to work at home. I know everybody needs a job, needs income, but I'm like, I just don't know how we're going to get through this if we don't start shutting shit back down.
Mm. Yeah, I don't either. And the sad part is that and the thing is, it's not so much. Yeah, if you're young and you catch it, you know, there's a really good chance that you're going to bounce back. But it's the thing that nobody's talking about is those little inconsistencies. Like, a third of the population ends up with neurological issues. Like. Mm-hmm. Did you imagine you get sick one time and then all of a sudden you can't smell or taste for the rest of your life?
Yeah. We don't know what the residual effects of this disease is. It hasn't been around long enough.
Right.
Yeah. But hey, man, we got real deep, real fast. But I'm telling you, that shit is always right here at the frontal lobe. It's always. And I try to de-stress and, you know, watch anime or some shit. But I'm like, it's always there on the tip. Okay, we got that out of the way. I'm sweating like motherfuckers. But what I really had you here for, I want to talk about you, Ramon. Okay, so okay. How did you, let's say little Ramon, I always take it there. People are like, little Ramon, don't say that to me. I'm a grown ass man. But still, how did you get from the young man that you were to the man that you are today in this podcast game?
Wow. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I had one particular podcast, the Joe Rogan podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever heard the Joe Rogan Experience. It's like the number one podcast in the United States. And I was a huge fan of his. I was commuting every day. This is back. I wasn't driving because it was just inconvenient. So I was just listening to podcasts for 2 hours every day. And I said, you know what? This doesn't seem that hard. And I think I can do this. So I bought some microphones. I sat down with a really close friend of mine. And you know how you always have, I don't know how your Thanksgiving goes, but like, we would always have these really super deep discussions over the holidays when everybody got together. And I said to myself, we're already having the conversations. Why not just record them and see if, you know, somebody's into it? And from there, you know, next thing you know, it's like, okay, all right, you start messing around with the audio and say, okay, I think I'm starting to get the hang of this. Let me buy this equipment. Let me try this equipment. Let me play around with this. The next thing you know, it's just ballooning.
Okay. Did you have any influences when you were younger that, like, say you were like a super boisterous kid that, you know, liked to talk, didn't mind crowds?
No. I was a super, super uber shy kid was just an introvert. Yeah. I was a complete introvert as a kid, and it took a lot. I didn't become like a people person until like almost college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So by the time it took a lot of time for me to come out of my shell. So the Ramon that you're seeing is like six evolutions after.
It's your final form. It took you a while to get in.
Yeah. And I'm still growing, you know, like there's still things that I'm working on to improve the, you know, like I know I don't know about you, but when I listen to my podcast afterwards, I always listen to the recordings afterwards, and I'm like, I give myself little notes, like, damn, I could fix this. You said like too many times. 750 times, and you just gotta cut those things out.
Yeah, but it's like when you're talking on the phone with your friend, you do that. You just it's not an even flow, and that's how I consider the podcast that I do, because that's how I started. Yeah, I'm talking to my friends for 2 hours in traffic. This shit would be great on the podcast. So yeah, and I'm like, girl, yeah, child. So I'm like, if it get in the podcast, it get in the podcast. That's real life, and that's how people talk. We're not on a BBC or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and our thing with my podcast is really about recording those honest conversations. And sometimes what's really funny is when you start a conversation, you have one viewpoint on something, and my friend will introduce an idea or something. And before the end of the podcast, I done completely changed my mind on what I was thinking about it, because the conversation just took us in that direction.
Yeah, and that's good. It's good to have people like that around you. Like, I was totally on the fence with this, but now you've introduced that stimuli, and I'm like, I may have to, edit my thinking.
And it happens, and people act like that's a bad thing, like you're flip-flopping on an idea or something. And I'm like, no, that's just growth.
Mm-hmm.
I just grew as a person. I'm not the same person that I was, In science, we know that your body changes every 7 years. Like, I don't know if you know this, but you have a new skeleton every 7 years. You have new skin cells every 3 days. So why is it such a strange idea that you could have new ideas?
People are complacent. They happy being complacent. So that wouldn't even enter their minds that change is growth.
Mm.
Yeah. So with your podcast, like, you've been on 3 seasons, I think.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I got a long way to go. But that's amazing to keep constantly having new content come out and new discussions. So how do you even process that? Like, how do you keep it fresh?
Oh, God. We sit around and we kick, like, we have production meetings like every couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And we'll say to ourselves, I was like, all right, what's interesting? What's popping right now? What's something that I want to hear? And it's a little easier for us because we're not really just covering nerd stuff. Because there are times where it becomes really super easy. Like when the Marvel movies were out, that's what we were talking about. We're just every week with something about Thanos or the Avengers or X-Men. But we also cover politics and just other stuff that's going on around the world. Really anything that affects the way that we behave or the way that we think. So it's easy to find new content because there's always something that, like, I don't know about you, but I read ferociously. Like, I wake up every morning and the first thing I do is I go through my feed and I'm like, all right, what's going on in the world? This is something I want to talk about. And I'll sit there and I'll highlight things like, okay, this is something that I definitely want to talk about. So there's always something fresh to keep things interesting.
Yeah, because you can only talk about race so many times. Like, the round table of Black people, we're going to say the same thing, but it's good to introduce other voices on race because they may not even know. You may not even know how they feel, but I'm saying it's only so many conversations you can have about that. It's other shit going on in the world besides, the topical race conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you introduce new people and those new ideas, then you grow in different directions and the conversation could be a little bit different. Don't get it twisted. We have race conversations at least once every 10 episodes.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's like breathing, like scratching your face. Like it comes up. Yes. Cause I have a friend, she's Filipino. So when all this dropped, she reached out to me and some people were like, I'm not here to be your Black friend to answer your question. No, be that friend. If they are truly trying to get the information and the understanding, be that friend. So she was like, Quincy, how are you doing right now? I was like, dude, I'm really fucked up in the head. I was like, and I wake up angry and nothing is happening to me. It's just, I slept with that on my heart and I've woken up angry. I was like, I leave the house and I'm angry at the police, and that to be any form of, you can't explain every emotion you have, so it's no reason to even lie about it. Like, I would just see certain white people that I thought they had a certain type of life, or they have some type of privilege, and just seeing them would anger me. And I'm like, that's, you know, it's unfounded, but you can't, like I said, you can't explain all your emotions. She was like, well, I'm sad that you're going through that. If you need me in any way, if you need me to use my voice in any type of way, let me know. I was like, yeah, I just want to get over these feelings that I don't have on a regular basis. So that was, I thought that was amazing of her.
Yeah. Well, again, it's those introduction of new ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if when we're talking about podcasting, basically, it's always an uphill journey because I started back in 2014 and it was a lot of work at the time because I worked in radio. So I was like, how do I do my actual radio job and my personal radio job? And the shit just fell off. So if someone wanted to get into this, they're listening right now, what would you tell them? What kind of jewels or advice would you drop on them on getting started?
Consistency is key. Like, I have a really good friend of mine, the mayor. I think you had him on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
He beat that idea into my head. If you're going to be late, let your listeners know that you're going to be late. You know, just keep people informed because even if it's just, I look at it like this, right? There's 320 million people in the United States. And if 1% of them are listening to you, that's 320 people that are listening to you. If you keep them informed and you let them know that, like, hey, look, this is what happened. And I've had weeks where, look, I just didn't have time to record this week, guys. So I'll drop 2 episodes next week. Just work with me.
Because if they're adults like you adults, they know shit happens.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's just a matter of consistency. I would say start recording yourself and listening to the conversations that you're having. I know some people... They toy back and forth with whether they should have another voice or should it just be like I some of the best podcasts that I've ever listened to are just one person talking about the ideas that they have floating around in their head.
And yeah, I found that hard. I was like, it's just me. Like, I'm tired of talking. I'm tired of hearing my voice. Like, God damn, I need some help. I need some assistance.
Well, it's good to get that bounce back and forth between another person, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So what if they'd say, is it expensive to do a podcast? Do I have to dedicate a lot of time? I know consistency, but do I have to dedicate a lot of time? How do I even get people on my podcast? Like, what would you tell them?
I would say it's not expensive because if you have a smartphone, you already have half the stuff that you need. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I started recording my podcast, I was literally using wired mics that I plugged into my head. My headphone jack. I'll just record those conversations. So it's not expensive. It doesn't have to be, not yet anyway. It does get expensive later if you want to step it up. And just you meet people all the time. And this is where it's difficult for me sometimes because there's that introvert tendency, but I meet people all the time and I'll just be like, hey, listen, would you want to talk to me on microphone?
They can only tell you no.
And if they say no, then move on to somebody else. There's too many people out there that are waiting for somebody to talk to.
Exactly. Because everybody has something going on. They want to talk about their new product that they're pushing, or they want to talk about the new comic book they're writing, or what have you. Or they have an opinion on a sports team or a franchise, or just even the shit that we're talking about, you know, world issues. And they just want to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that was it. It was just keep asking people. Like the worst, like you said, the worst thing they could say is no. And if they say no now, it doesn't mean that it might be no forever. It could be, oh, well, got to work around my schedule. Okay, well, tell me when's a good time.
Exactly. And my thing is, the more practice in asking, because it was hard for me in the beginning, like, oh, they don't know me. They don't want to do my, who am I? So the more practice you put into asking people, it'll be like nothing. It'd be like tying your shoes at this point. Hey, can you be on a podcast? No? Okay, cool. Next one. Can you be on a podcast? And you may hear 10 yeses and 3 no's, but fuck it. You got 7 interviews.
Yeah. And then the crazy thing is if you're a content creator right now during this quarantine has been nothing but boom. Like the amount of content that's been created during this quarantine is insane. Everybody is video conferencing now. So like to sit there and say to somebody like, yo, would you be willing to have a conversation with me on Skype? or on Duo or on Zoom. Everybody's already doing that. So it's just a matter of like, all right, well, I'm going to push record now.
Yeah. Because everybody, like, my favorite thing to say is, I think I'm funny. I don't know if I'm really funny. I know I'm goofy. So everybody has some silly story or, you know, just something that somebody can relate to. So just do it.
And those are genuine conversations. And if you ask me, that's the more interesting conversations that you want to have. You want to have those genuine conversations with people. Because have you ever... You ever watch someone get interviewed on television and they're just boring as all hell?
Yes.
and you think that the most interesting person, like I saw an actor, I'm not going to say their name, get interviewed. And I'm like, wow, this has got to be the most interesting person in the world. This is the most boring interview because I don't know if the person wasn't asking the right questions or what, but it just was not flowing whatsoever.
Yeah, because that's a job. Acting is a job. You can turn it on, but if you, in your everyday life, you just bland as fuck. Nobody can help you with that. So I say I'd rather be goofy as hell than bland.
That's a good attitude.
Yeah. So like when you were talking about you being an introvert and kind of shy in high school, what would you, if you could, you'd go back and talk to your little young self, what would you tell a little dude?
This doesn't mean shit. Oh my God. Like if I could go back to young me and just be like, listen, I want you to take everything that you think you think is important and throw it away because it's not. The stuff that I used to worry about when I was in high school, like, oh, having the right clothes on and impressing the people that just trash, just throw that away.
That's this fucking matrix we live in, man. Life is, I always say, life is not supposed to be this hard. It's only made by hard by people that are not happy with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's outside influences. It's not even you. They put that shit in you.
Think about how much time you wasted trying to make everybody happy in high school.
Them motherfuckers, you don't even talk to no more.
I haven't even seen those people.
Don't know if they're alive. None of that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. So we did our fucking conspiracy theory Black Panther conversation, basically. We talked about you growing up and doing the podcast game. Now I want to just do some topical, silly-ass shit, okay? These are my silly this or that questions. Let me see. So would you prefer Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix every day.
Okay. I'm like, I'm so done with Netflix. You don't even want to know, especially when it comes to their live action, like anime remakes and the fucking quote unquote original Netflix product. I'm like, stop. Y'all need to stop.
But you know what? Netflix only started failing because do you remember that time when Netflix couldn't make anything that wasn't good?
And
that was a nice stretch. It was like they got 4 or 5 years where everything that they made was just golden. Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to have a couple of things that are trash. But, like, I just don't like commercials. I can't do the whole...
I'm
I don't know about you, but I'm at the point where I can't even watch regular television anymore. Because I want the next episode. What you mean there's not another episode? Like, I got to wait a whole week for this?
I know. You killed me because when you said that, I saw my husband's face in my head. Because... Hulu is expensive as fuck. So if you don't want ads, it's a little bit more expensive. And I was like, listen, dude, we're going to have to watch these commercials for a little while. And every time a commercial would come on, this motherfucker would act like his team was losing. What the fuck is this? Another commercial? They just showed a commercial. I'm like, just calm the fuck down, okay?
And you know what? I used to have the Hulu with the commercials, and then I upgraded my life. And yo, it's such a huge, it just takes you out. You're in the middle of your show, and then next thing you know, it's like, oh, would you like to buy the new Nissan? And I'm like, come on.
See, you just made me feel bad, like 2%. I'm going to upgrade the shit when we get off this podcast. Because I was like, he just being silly. He can watch a commercial. And then you said, I'm like, oh, okay. It's hard out here watching these commercials when you don't really have to fucking watch them. Okay, so I don't know if you are a gamer or not. Would you choose console gaming or PC gaming?
Console gaming. But you know what? I'll be honest with you. I do game, but a lot of the games that I play now are on my phone.
You know what? Yes. Somebody needs to introduce that into the game. Like, don't sleep on, like, I got a fucking Android. Don't sleep on cell phone gaming, because I have Black Desert on my phone. That's a piece. That's a, it's a PC and a console game. But
shit, I'm playing Fortnite on my phone.
Yes, I saw that when I took my daughter to gymnastics. This was last year. Some girl was playing Fortnite. I was like, how the fuck she got that on her phone? Do you have to pay?
No, it's free. It's completely free.
Fucking hell.
So you can play, and then I play games like Pokemon Go and Ingress, and I get lost in my phone. And I'm that dude that has to walk around with an extra battery.
Yes, me too. Because it's another game I play, Into the Dark. It's a zombie game. Oh, it's a POV game. Yes, what is shit? I'm sweating thinking about it now. Because I'll port it to my television. So I got a 72 inch in the living room, and then I'll be tripped out when the fucking zombies jump out of the ground, and I'm out of bullets.
Yo, there's just one game that I play on my phone. It's so stupid. It is a zombie. It's a running game. So you have to, when you're running, you're exercising, you put your headphones in, and you start hearing news flashes about, and then the next thing you know, there's like a, you start hearing sounds behind you, and you gotta run a little faster, because there's zombies will actually start chasing you through your phone.
Oh, hell no, I'll fuck around and have a heart attack. Health is not worth it. Okay, so I don't know where you are in this genre. It's two separate genres that bleed together. So would you choose hentai or porn?
Oh, porn. I need my women real.
I feel that, but like I tell everybody listening to this podcast knows, I have a problem with IRL porn, because in my head, I'm out of it. I'm like, does she really need to do this? Like, what's going on in her life? Not that people don't want to do sex work, okay? But in my head, I'm a mama. So I'm like, what's she going through? What that baby going through that she got to do that? I'm watching hentai. I ain't got to worry about that.
It's hard for me to get aroused looking at a cartoon.
Hey, some of that shit is quality.
No, I'm not shitting on it. I'm not shitting on it at all. I'm just saying it's just hard for me to think about, like, getting aroused over, like, Jasmine from Aladdin or something. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Because you're a man, you done had a real woman. You're not a kid no more. That's what it used to do for you then. You on to the real shit. I got it. I had to think with a man's mind. Okay. Let's see. Well, you probably answered this already. While driving or on the train, would you prefer music or podcast?
It depends on my mood. I would say most days podcast. But every now and then, you just want to jam out.
I don't even remember the last time I actually listened to a song on Spotify. I'm always listening to podcasts. Have for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Shit. Okay, so these part of the questions is kind of, it'll probably make you feel a type of way because we can't do shit about it right now. Would you prefer a big party or a small gathering?
Small gathering.
Okay.
No, small gatherings are fun, man. Like, that's the thing I miss, really, is the small gatherings. Like, don't get me wrong, a big party is cool and everything, but you can still have fun at a small gathering. Think about all them conversations and then interactions. If this person's boring you can move on to that person or that person. Yeah, I would take a small gathering.
Yeah, because I miss, like, drinking games, karaoke.
You can't do that in a big party.
No, you can't. God damn. See, quarantine life. God damn quarantine life. Okay, so maybe we can do this. Do you prefer camping or binge watching shows at home?
Fuck that. I will binge watch shows all day, every day. Why would I want to be poor again?
Yeah, and my thing is, I'm a Black woman. I don't need bugs in my hair. I don't play that shit.
I slept on the floor when I was a kid. Why would I want to do that now as an adult?
Exactly. Like, fuck that shit. Amusement park or a day at the nude beach?
Amusement park.
What? You don't want to walk on the wild side, my dude?
I'm an adrenaline junkie. I like the thrill of the rides. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I wouldn't go to a new beach. I would totally go to a new beach. You'd have a hard time putting clothes on me afterwards.
It's like everybody's doing it. I'm down. Okay, let me see. Phone call or a text message?
Phone call.
I'm just not really a phone person anymore.
Wait, is it something that's worth saying?
See, I mean, because me personally, it doesn't matter to me. I'll take a text message all day, even if it's important.
It's just, I've had too many incidences where a text message got misconstrued and ended up in an argument.
Yeah, because even me and my boss to this day, we will text each other all day before we make a phone call. It had to be dire. Like, did you say 1 million or 10,000? Like, did you miss a zero? What's going on? So, let me see. Online shopping or shopping in the store? Another quarantine type.
It depends. If I'm with my mom, I'll go shopping in the store because she likes that and she makes it fun. But if it's me, I'm online shopping.
Dude, I must have been made for quarantine or New York, one of the two, because I buy everything online. I buy my groceries online. I have them motherfuckers bring it to me. It's like, I'm not trying to leave this house.
Okay.
Yeah. Facebook or Instagram?
Instagram, every day.
Yeah, Facebook is like on that level of MySpace for me now.
Yeah. My grandma's on Facebook. Like, come on.
Once old people get on it, it's done. That'll be us one day while we are making jokes of old people. Comic book or comic book movie?
Comic book.
Hell fucking yeah.
Yeah, yo, I have. Have you ever cried while you're reading the comic book? Because I have.
I've closed the comic book because it got too deep. I felt like I was on a never-ending story.
Bawled my eyes out crying over a comic book. And it's just so immersive. Like, and then I know it's drawn and everything, but your imagination takes over. And then, comic book all day.
Yeah, because I tell a lot of people that don't know, like The Walking Dead. So I have all the compendiums. And I started reading those before the show came out. So I was reading the arc about the governor, right? So it's totally different than the show. It's not even the same, just same in title. Basically, when the governor had captured Michonne and he was raping Michonne, I had to fucking walk away from that book.
Yeah. You
feel dirty. Like, fuck it. Can somebody kill this motherfucker? Like, you just going through it emotionally. Like, kill this motherfucker. So when they downplayed it on the TV show, I was fucking amped. Like, why? This ain't even like network television. It's still like slightly cable. Like, get in there. Get this dirt.
You know, I just read yesterday that they're re-releasing The Walking Dead in color.
What?
Yeah, they're re-releasing it.
I'm kind of on the fence about that, though. Because, you know, I don't know. I guess because I've read the black and white comics, I wonder if that'll take away. Like, it's over. It's too much, basically. I don't know. Sensory overload. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just amped because I'm a huge Walking Dead fan. So it's like something new.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. Last year when they canceled the comic book, I cried.
Yeah. And I got the last one. I haven't even read it yet. So don't tell me. Because I got to finish my fourth compendium. Okay. I'm like, I'm just trying to drag it out. Because I'm like, I still can't believe this shit is over. But the TV show still going on that bullshit. Would you prefer a rich friend or a loyal friend?
Loyal.
All day. I'm like, fucking, you got to be slightly a user if you say a rich friend. Because you're trying to figure out what you can get from the motherfucker. Right. And they may not be loyal. So, shit, they may treat you like trash. Horror movie or adult film?
Horror movie.
All day. I could watch it all day, but I can't let it linger into the evening time because then that shit stick with me and I gotta watch cartoons before I go to bed. Let me see. Okay, so hypotheticals. If you could snap your fingers and change anything in the world, not the pandemic, we're gonna act like that shit doesn't exist, like, you know, Karens, what would you change?
Wow, this is going to be really controversial. I would put, you know how you have to take a driver's test before you can get a driver's license? I would make it so people had to take a parenting test before they had kids.
I truly believe that should be a thing. I'm sorry, even for myself. My daughter, I have one child. When I left the hospital, I was like, they fucking let me take this thing out with me that I'm supposed to. I can't keep a dog alive. I can keep a plant alive, but a whole person, and I can go to jail. Y'all just let me leave with this shit and then teach me shit.
Yeah, and it's deeper than, think about how many people's lives have been fucked up because they just had the wrong person parenting them.
Exactly. And like, for instance, my mother, she raised three daughters by herself. And she'll say to this day, I don't think I did everything right, but I got you to where you need to be responsible adults, which is not a lie. Like, she did some things I recall. I'm like, that was a little CPS-ish, but I'm alive and I don't fault her for it because now I'm an adult. I can say I can put myself in her shoes. I know why that probably happened, even though it's not right. But now that I'm a parent, I would never do that.
Right.
And that's growth, because sometimes it's a chain of abuse or a chain of, you know, just not knowing.
Yeah, it's just too many people's lives being destroyed because of people who shouldn't be having kids, and not just one kid either. You ever meet somebody who's a shitty parent and they like have six kids?
Fuck yes.
Like, you knew you were a shitty parent on the second kid. Why did it take another four kids for you to realize
you don't want to do that? Income tax. That's why they do with trifling asses. They just want to see that increase, bitches. But I'm just like, that's what keep therapists in business. Bad parenting. So it's a system. They set us up, man. Shit. if you could create a reality TV show and you knew today it was guaranteed to air, what would that reality show be?
Oh, God. I think I'm boring as hell, so I don't want anybody following me around with a camera.
It didn't have to be you, per se. Like, what would you flip the camera on?
I saw this Netflix. This is going to sound really stupid. Reality TV? I'm not a reality TV show fan. I'm trying to think. Can we do Making the Band again?
Oh, fuck. You finna walk across the bridge for the cheesecake and the Cambodian breast milk? That shit was hilarious. Like, I was like, I'm not doing that shit.
A hood version of it. You know what I mean? Like, where you see some real grabby shit go down.
What, like the Birdman edition? Yeah. I was going to say, what is it, Suge Knight edition? Like, that shit, you could lose your life on that show. Let's see. If someone offered you $10,000 to punch you in the face as many times as they want, would you take it?
How big is this person that's doing the punching?
But I'm just saying, even the thought of anytime, and it's $10,000 a punch, but I'm just like, anytime, as many times, like, God, when will it end? Like, I'm asking them kind of questions.
Mm-hmm. So
would you do
I probably would do it. I probably would do it, because I could take a punch.
I can't take no punch. I am a bitch.
This is a face that's been punched. I'm just saying.
You got a square chin. You probably can take it. It is just, that ain't shit. Give me my money. All right, man. I'm done being stupid silly with you, okay? Because you're like, this bitch is off her rocker.
Wow, those are good questions. Those are good questions.
Thank
I like
you,
that.
Man. Thank you. But where can the people find you?
You can find me at Garbled Podcast on all of the social media. So on YouTube, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, and you can go to garblepodcast.com if you want to check out the podcast itself, or if you want to email us or reach out to us at garblepodcast@gmail.com.
Okay. Do you have any merch or any promotions going on you want the people to know about?
We're doing Fandom Fridays. We do this Friday giveaway every Friday. Well, not every Friday, because we missed the last couple Fridays, but like at least twice a month, we're doing a Fandom Friday giveaway. So if you're a fan of whatever fandom you are, it doesn't matter if you're into sports and you're into video games, if you're into comic books, movies, whatever, take a picture of you with your merch and then send it to us and you get entered to win. It's okay. That simple.
Yeah, people love free shit. I don't ever win, but shit, I like free shit. Maybe you can rig the contest for me. Wink, wink. And I can finally win some shit.
I'll send it out.
Okay. All right, man. Well, I had a lot of fun. I hope this is the last time you're on the show. I didn't even like to do your show.
I was getting ready to invite you. I don't know if there's a topic that you want to discuss, that we'd be more than happy to have you on the show.
I would love to talk about all topics. Love, sex, marriage, racism, all that, the whole gambit.
Okay. Well, open invitation whenever you want.
All right, man. Okay. Well, you have a great day. Stay safe. Try to figure out some way to entertain yourself and keep your sanity during this bullshit we got to go through.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Take it easy.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I want to tell you guys, if you have listened to every episode in this season of Geeky Sexual Intellectual, congratulations! This is the final episode of season one. We did it, bitches! Get up and celebrate, twerk that thing! Get up and celebrate, twerk that thing! I did not think I would make it, but I made it, y'all. Oh my God. Okay, so season two will be airing possibly in October. You know I'm a shiftless nigga, so it may be November. So y'all keep pushing me to keep moving forward. I got so many things I want to try to do and different endeavors I want to strike while the iron's hot. I don't know if most of you know that I'm currently working on a graphic novel for someone. Can't talk about it too much right now, but that's taking up the majority of my time. I'm also going to be moving the shows from season one over to YouTube because I have videos feeds for those shows. So I hope you enjoy. I hope you go over and watch those. Like always, please support the show. You can do that on Discord or you can do that on Cash App, $GadgetsAndGeekery. You can buy merch over at GadgetsGeekery.com. You can call us on the hotline at 972-664-4886. We're on all the social medias. We have a Discord 21 and up. You can DM me if you're under 21. Keep your ass at my DMs. And we also have Nerdcore Spotlight. If you're a rapper, singer, music producer, all that stuff, send it to me. Rock and Roller. We have a segment for that. So again, I want to thank you guys. I wouldn't have done it without y'all. It was a lot of fun. And we got some good interviews coming up season two. So stay tuned. And I'm not going to say this no more on season two, but like a prom dress, bitches, I'm off.